the new family rule of radical honesty was finally reaching the foundation. Robert spent the morning in the garden, not with his shears, but with his phone. He called the realtor who had handled the estate for 30 years. "Listed," Robert said, his voice cracking only slightly. "The whole thing. The house, the grounds, the staff contracts. It's too much space for one man and a set of unspoken rules." At the clinic, Dorothy was treating a patient when Shirley walked in, looking more grounded than she had in months. "I am closing the gallery wing, Dot," Shirley said during the break. "I'm taking a job at a community center in the city. It pays nothing, but for the first time, I don't feel like I'm wearing a costume." Dorothy smiled, a weary but genuine expression. "We're all shedding our skins, Shirl. I just hope there's something solid underneath when we're done." In the city park, Barbara and Tyler were sitting on a bench, watching the world go by. "My dad is selling the house," Barbara said, leaning her head on Tyler's shoulder. "The place where I grew up, the place that defined us, it's going to be someone else's museum." Tyler squeezed her hand. "A house isn't a definition, B. It's just a roof. You're the one who decides what happens under it." Back at Dorothy's apartment, Minnie was looking at the radical honesty notebook. She wrote a final entry: "The truth didn't set us free, it just made us responsible for our own happiness." As the sun set over the city, the Towers family was scattered, but for the first time in their lives, they weren't lost. The saga wasn't ending, the prologue was finally over.